News Talk 590 KUGN 719. Having just a joyful conversation with our What's Up guest. By the way, you have to give us a great big What's Up.
What's up?
Oh, punch it, punch it.
What's up?
There we go. Kelsey Irvine. She's the Native Plant and Waterways Coordinator, City of Eugene, Parks and Open Space Division. That's a long title. A long address, but you love the work that you do. Do tell. What is it that you love most about what you do?
Well, I, as the Native Plant and Waterways Volunteer Coordinator, I have kind of two jobs. One is to run the Native Plant Nursery over at Alton Baker, which is growing plants for our many restoration sites within city limits here in Eugene. And the other is to work with volunteers on waterways to do habitat improvement, water quality improvement. So every day I go home, I know that I and the volunteers I work with and the rest of our program did some improvements for the community. So
that's... Tell me about the acreage again that's here.
Oh, sure. So we have almost 5,000 acres of public land.
Wow.
And almost 70 developed parks here in Eugene. It's really cool.
It takes a lot of people to make this go, though.
Yeah. Oh, a lot. Yeah.
So tell me about the volunteer base and the level of commitment.
Yeah. So we have our volunteer program, which is called Eugene Outdoors. And because of all of the diversity of land and the amount of land, we have a number of coordinators that it's spread across. So we have a developed park volunteer coordinator, natural areas and tree planting volunteer coordinator. There's me. And then we have Hendricks Park volunteer coordinator. And there's also a volunteer component with the community gardens. So that's a really big program for our size city. And that just means that so many members of the community are willing to come out and volunteer in our parks to help keep them looking as good as they can and be as healthy as they can. So there's a huge volunteer base.
Why is that important?
Well, I just think it's all of our land, right? It's all of our land that we should all be really proud of and be able to use in any way that we see fit that's legitimate. And so when people are interested in those spaces, and they're all interested for various reasons, and they come out, I think they connect to our park system, and they can really appreciate all the work that the staff has to do as well. So it just really connects us all to this, you know, public land that's all of ours.
Tell me about Saturday. You've got a get-together coming up here.
So Saturday at Aubrey Park, there is a volunteer event that we welcome everyone at. There's a wonderful group of people that has adopted the primarily natural area of that park. There's a beautiful waterway and a great riparian and understory forest there. And so there's an adoption group that has been taking care of that. But, you know, we need all the help we can get. So there's this big event on Saturday from 9 to noon. And we are primarily doing invasive species removal. So that's blackberry and ivy and things like that.
Okay.
So I really encourage anyone that has any interest to come out and join us.
You use the word adoption group. That connotates to me is that there's a lot of heart, a little extra level of care.
Absolutely. The neighborhood has really had a great interest and love for this park. This is going into their 12th year that they have an adoption contract with Parks and Open Space to do the care and maintenance of that space. And so, yeah, they are there monthly from October to May, which commences with a wildflower celebration in May every year. And again, this is the 12th year. And so last month was the first work party of the season. And so this is the second, and we really could use all the help we can get and to support this group of people that love this park, this neighborhood that really loves its park as well.
Is there anything better than to have two offices, one at the Roosevelt Building, but the others outside?
No, there's nothing better. Right? I love it. Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be the best.
It is. It suits my Gemini personality, I think.
Yes, gross domestic product.
I get two different worlds to work in. It's amazing.
Awesome. Hey, listen, Kelsey Irvine, again, thank you so much for coming by. Give me one more What's Up.
What's up?
Here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
1.9% in the third.